You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Australians celebrate the start of 2026 with the iconic Sydney Harbour fireworks, racist flyers found in letterboxes in Newcastle and in Sport Team Canada, and China's stars visit a Sydney Zoo ahead of their United Cup campaign. Australians have celebrated the start of 2026 at the iconic Sydney Harbour fireworks. There was a sombre tinge to the celebrations in the city barely 2 weeks after a father and son allegedly opened fire on a Jewish festival in Bondi Beach. An image of a menorah was projected onto the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and a minute of silence was held at 11 p.m. to honour the 15 people killed in the terror attack. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered around the harbour in defiance of the recent attack amid heightened security measures.
I've seen like a lot of security guards, but it makes me feel safe, so yeah.
If anything, I think this is to show that, you know, we are united in our whatever we want to do, and we don't fear the terrorism as such.
Muslim Australians have expressed concerns for their safety after a surge in reports of Islamophobia following the Bondi massacre. The Action Against Islamophobia group says there's been a 200% rise in reported anti-Muslim behaviour after police revealed the two alleged gunmen at the Bondi terror attack were affiliated with the IS group. 10 mosques and Islamic centres across the country have reported being targeted this month, including 2 break-ins, 3 threats online and over the phone, and 3 mosques that have been vandalised. Sibat Sheikh has been a victim of one of these incidents. Last week on her walk to work as a solicitor in Sydney, 3 women on bikes pulled over beside her.
They uttered Islamophobic slurs, one of which was very clear, was that they called me a dirty Muslim. They smiled, they sneered, and they actually threw raw eggs at me. You know, my pants, my clothes, my shoes, everything was completely soiled. And I was at a complete shock, and while they were riding past me, they still continued throwing eggs.
Police are investigating after racist flyers containing white nationalist messaging were dropped into letterboxes across Newcastle, with New South Wales Premier Chris Minns promising swift action against those responsible. The flyers were distributed in Cooks Hill and surrounding suburbs and are also understood to have appeared in Sydney and Wollongong. Newcastle police say inquiries are ongoing. Speaking in Sydney, Mr. Minns says those responsible would face the full force of the law if identified.
I am aware of them, and they are an incitement to racial hatred. I mean, they're generally being distributed anonymously, but if we catch who's responsible for it, I can promise you police will throw the book at them.
Newcastle MP Tim Crackenthorpe says racism and hate speech would not be tolerated, urging anyone who received a flyer to report it to police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Britain's Queen Camilla has told the BBC she was indecently assaulted as a teenager, saying speaking out is a way to use her royal platform to expose the scale of violence against women. Camilla, a longtime advocate against domestic abuse, recalled fending off an attacker on a train in the 1960s and reporting the incident to a uniformed officer at Paddington, leading to the man's arrest. She says she stayed silent for years but decided to share her experience after hearing other women's stories, arguing domestic violence has remained taboo for too long and many underestimate how widespread it is.
It's been a taboo subject for so long. People haven't talked about it. I remember something that had been lurking in the back of my brain for a very long time, that when I was a teenager, I was attacked on a train, and I'd sort of forgotten about it, but I remember at the time being so angry. It was anger, and I thought, why is this?
Listeners seeking support can contact 1800 RESPECT. In sport, Team Canada and China's tennis stars have visited a zoo in Sydney ahead of their United Cup campaign. The United Cup begins on Friday and will serve as a warm-up for the Australian Open for some of the tournament's big names. World number 5 Felix Auger-Aliassime says he hopes he can make a big impact in Grand Slam tournaments in 2026. All eyes will be on the Rod Laver Arena from January the 12th when the first Grand Slam of 2026. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and Happy New Year from SBS News.